Join me in prayer, please. Almighty God, we are quieted in your presence. We are mindful that you are also our Heavenly Father. And you give to us bountifully, and we thank you. We thank you most of all for Jesus Christ, your Son, who was given, that we through him might have life eternal. We thank you for the grace that you've given to us. And today we thank you also for this facility, this place that has been set aside to worship and to glorify and magnify your name. We thank you for its beauty. We thank you for the way it will function and serve. But this morning, Father, as we gather here, we pray that it will be always a constant reminder to give praise to our God, that our hearts may be drawn in praise, that we may remember that it was you who gave the vision, the provision of funds, and Father, to recognize and to give you the praise for bringing it into reality. And today, as we gather here, may our love, may our devotion, and this dedication service give praise to the one who is worthy. We praise you today for this facility to glorify and magnify your worthy name. We ask this in Christ's precious name. Amen.
Several have wanted to participate in the opening of this event and have sent proclamations or letters of congratulations. I'd like to read excerpts of several of these so that you can have a taste of what the joy and excitement is from many quarters on the opening of the Ministry Center. From the village of Cedarville, a proclamation: whereas Cedarville College has been, is, and will continue to be an integral part of the village of Cedarville, the growth of the institution has been beneficial to the village in the provision of opportunities and education of high quality. And whereas for over 100 years, the college has resided within the village, therefore be it known that the village of Cedarville congratulates and rejoices with Cedarville College on the opening of the Ministry Center. From Dr. Elaine Hairston, Chancellor of the Ohio Board of Regents: please accept the warm wishes we extend to you on this wonderful accomplishment. It is no small task to bring such a marvelous facility to a campus. The Board of Regents commends the trustees, faculty, administration, and students of Cedarville College on this excellent effort. Cedarville College has always had a wonderful spiritual heart for its work that lives in each member of the college's community. Portion of the letter from David Hobson, who represents the 7th Congressional District in the House of Representatives: I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate Cedarville College on dedicating the Ministry Center. With the addition of the new Ministry Center, Cedarville College has made a valuable investment in its future as a place of both education and religious faith. Please accept my best wishes as Cedarville College begins to benefit from its new Ministry Center. from Cedarville resident and United States Senator Mike DeWine these words. It is with great pleasure that I send congratulations as you dedicate the Ministry Center. This wonderful new facility will not only enhance the college's service to the students and all who participate in the life of Cedarville College. Fran and I regret that we cannot be with you to extend our congratulations in person. May God continue to bless your work. We're joined on the platform by several who you need to meet and offer to them your thanks and congratulations for their role in bringing about the Ministry Center and all that's involved in Cedarville College as we make progress this year in this way. First of all, we have a number of trustees who've been able to stay following the meeting of the Board of Trustees earlier this week. And I'd like all of the trustees and their spouses to stand who are with us in the audience or on the platform. Could we recognize the members of the Board of Trustees and their spouses? Several of my administrative colleagues are also in the audience or on the platform as part of the program. Dr. Dwayne Wood, Academic Vice President, John Anglia, Vice President for Business, Bob Rome, Vice President for Christian Ministries, Dave Ormsby, Vice President for Enrollment Management, Don Rickard, Vice President for Student Services.
It is my privilege on behalf of the Board of Trustees to officially announce for the very first time the naming of the entire Ministry Center. As you know, specific sections of this building have been appropriately named in honor of some very, very special people. It's also fitting, though, that the entire building be named in honor and dedicated to the honor of some whose impact on Cedarville College has been realized in this vision for the Ministry Center. Sometimes decisions like this are extremely difficult. Sometimes they are patently obvious. This decision was patently obvious. To my knowledge, there was never an official request asking people to give suggestions or nominations for the naming of the building. Nevertheless, there have been numerous spontaneous and consistent suggestions as to how this entire building ought to be named. One of those was a spontaneous action on the part of the Cedarville College faculty. In one of their meetings, unanimously and spontaneously, they suggested to the Board of Trustees what they felt this building ought to be named. If you understand the climate of the average academic institution, you'll understand what a remarkable thing that was. Cedarville College is not the average academic institution. The decision of the naming of the Ministry Center building was not only obvious to numerous spontaneous nominators and the Cedarville College faculty, it was also obvious to the Board of Trustees. And therefore, it is my honor to tell you that by unanimous, enthusiastic, and grateful action of the Board of Trustees, this building will henceforth be known as the Dixon Ministry Center in honor of Paul and Pat Dixon. Thank you. Many have noted that the Ministry Center building is perhaps the crowning jewel of all of the buildings on campus, and have also noted that it is a fitting monument to the vision, the dedication, the partnership, and the unique gifts of President Paul and Pat Dixon. You have taught us that anything done in the name of Jesus ought to have quality stamped all over it. Your vision and your teaching is all over this building. Your imprint is here everywhere, as it will be on the lives of thousands of students for decades to come. Thank you for who you are and what you've done. We honor you by naming this building the Dixon Ministry Center.
Verses of scripture can express what's in my heart, and I hope expresses the intent of my life. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. And another that has gone through me with me for these many years is, not that we're sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Thank you.
Well, Pat and I are deeply honored by our board, by our college family, by all of you who join with us today. It's such a privilege to serve you graduates. And I want to say what a privilege it is to have our name together associated with this building, because Pat and Paul Dixon, we're a team. And whatever has been accomplished, we've accomplished together. The second thing I want to say is that what a privilege it is to be associated, this building and this name, with Cedarville College. I started speaking here back in the 60s at Dr. Jeremiah's invitation, and I fell in love with this place, and we are so privileged to be able to serve this college in so many different ways all of these years. I often say that in 1978, I caught a wave, and I've had the privilege of riding one of the greatest waves now for over 18 years. And then I want to say what a privilege it is to have our name associated with the Jeremiah name. I think one of the things that has made this so unusual is the fact that Dr. Jeremiah and I are more than dear friends. It's like father-son. As he says, I'm the father, he's the son. And the fact that his name is on this space, and that in due time those pedestals out there will have one plaque that says Jeremiah and the other plaque that says Dixon. Frankly, Dixon and Jeremiah have gone together for these 18 years. They will always be together. We are so thankful for the foundation established by this dear man, for his wife, for Ethel, who maketh thee to differ from another. What hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now, if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it? To God truly be all the glory. Thank you so very much.
Praise his courageous choice. Hallelujah, amen. Join with us, O come, lift your hearts on high.
What a wonderful day it is for us as a college family to come and to dedicate this marvelous facility to our Lord. As we do it, we give thanks to Him and we give thanks to every donor at every level, to every prayer warrior, to every worker, all who have together brought this wonderful accomplishment. But it gives me great pleasure at this time to recognize some very special families. Bob and Polly Reese have been friends of Cedarville for many years. And when I think of their lives, their testimonies, their family, their ministries, the word faithfulness comes to mind. Their faithfulness was shown for many years through their business as they consistently used the Reese Hitch Company to not only build one of the finest hitch companies in the country, but within every one of those hitches that went out, they included a gospel track. They provided a sterling example of faithfulness in their local church and their heart for missions as they have endeavored to carry out the cause of Christ around the world. Bob and Polly Reese were instrumental in providing the portion of the ministry center that houses the Division of Christian Ministries. And today it gives me great pleasure and privilege on behalf of the entire Cedarville College Board of Trustees and our family to announce the Reese Center for Christian Ministries. In so doing, it is our desire that Cedarville students for years to come be challenged by the Reese's example of selfless service in godly humility. Bill and Nora Boldhouse, you will note in your programs that we have printed information regarding the Reese's and the Boldhouses. Bill and Nora Boldhouse are very special people to this college and to Paul and Pat Dixon. The recent Cedarville Torch Ministry magazine on the topic of free enterprise included an article on them and their company, William Boldhouse Farms. They're the second largest producer of carrots in the nation. If you don't like carrots, develop a taste for carrots. If you love Cedarville, you'll love carrots. And only Boldhouse carrots. Look for that Look Mom or something on there that says it's coming from Boldhouse. Not one of those other carrots just aren't like Boldhouse carrots, I can assure you. These folks love the Lord. They love their children. They serve the Lord. They love good music. They've been active in promoting music education. One of the things that Pat and I have observed over the years of our friendship with Bill and Nora Boldhouse is that they mark their work with excellence. I've never known them to do anything halfway. And they share our vision for excellence in Christian higher education. That vision, along with their love for music, led them to have a major role in the provision of the Music Center. In recognition of their role, we've asked them for the privilege of taking their name and placing it on the music portion of this facility. It is my privilege on behalf of the Cedarville College Board of Trustees to announce that we now house the Department of Music named the Boldhouse Center for Music. Since 1953, the name James T. Jeremiah has been associated with Cedarville College. Dr. Jeremiah is pastor in Dayton and a member of the Board of Trustees of the Baptist Bible Institute of Cleveland, was used of God in the 1953 transition of the college. He was soon thereafter appointed the college president, and he served in that role faithfully for 25 years, and he's been my friend and mentor since he became chancellor in 1978. Our previous chapel building was named the James T. Jeremiah Chapel to honor this man of God and to serve as a continual reminder of his priority on the Word of God. And we saw no reason to change that when we moved into this larger facility, except in one respect. Alongside Dr. Jeremiah, during all of his years as president, was his wife Ruby, who is now with the Lord. She delighted in serving behind the scenes and supporting Dr. Jeremiah by doing whatever was needed. And much was needed, especially in the early years. Probably no one this side of glory knows how God used her behind the scenes. Consequently, the Cedarville College Board of Trustees has chosen to name this portion of the Ministry Center the Jeremiah Chapel in honor of both James T. and Ruby Jeremiah. As the plaque is unveiled, it reads, Dr. James T. and Ruby Jeremiah, in recognition of their lives and leadership of Cedarville College, marked by integrity, humility, faithfulness, and a commitment to Jesus Christ, God's Word, His Church, and evangelism. President, 1953 to 1978. Dr. Jeremiah, would you please come to the platform?
I'm very grateful for this honor, and I'm sure that it's great to honor Ruby, for I know all the work she put into this place through the years she was with us. We rejoice to know that as good as this place is, that dear lady is in a better place than this. And we thank God for the way He takes care of His people. My present wife, Ethel, is a faithful worker, too. She's been a part of this school for a long time. And both of us agreed that doing this honor with Ruby's picture here is what we want. Is that what I should call him? Father Dixon. I don't know if that's very good in a Baptist congregation, but we've had a great time together serving the Lord in this place, and I'm grateful. He suggested that I may want to say something concerning the future and the possibilities of what could happen and what we ought to do in the present to prevent some of them. Ethel and I were talking about that, and she suggested to me a verse in the sixth chapter of Ephesians. It has to do with an armor. We are the recipients of great things by the hand of God in this place. We have to periodically and continually say, thank God for what He's done. Let's hope that through the years to come, we'll continue to say that until the rapture of the saints. And when that comes, as far as I'm concerned, anybody who wants the place can have it. Even my good friends who are post-tribulationists. But one of the surprises for those two dear people is they won't be here either if they're saved. The book of Ephesians, if I'm not mistaken, emphasizes the great riches of the believer, sealed, redeemed, predestinated, all of those great words. But it closes with this: finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And through this passage of Scripture, he gives us many reasons why we should be afraid. The longer we live and the more we see happen, the greater this institution or any institution becomes in the name of Christ, the greater will be the attack of the enemy. And he doesn't deal fairly, he deals in wiles, or in deceits, or in craft, or in treachery. Put on the whole armor of God, we're told. And when we come to the end of that scripture and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. God has given us this great place, and we're going to use it by his grace until that day comes and we no longer need it. But let's be sure, be careful, as we press on, that we pray, put on the armor. Well, like it or not, my friend, there's a war going on, and God's people are the soldiers. And if we're going to win, we better follow the commander's directions and how it can be done. Thank God for this place. May God always see to it, as we trust him, that the Word of God is honored and proclaimed and emphasized in this chapel, in every part of this building, and on the campus of this institution. God help us as we pray. Thank you for the honor of being a part of it. And I just want to just emphasize, there is a battle. Let's be soldiers of the cross. For we pray in his name as we do this, and pray continually that it can be done. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Jeremiah and Ethel. We're so thankful for you and the role that you fill and that you serve by his side as Chancellor's wife. We have a presentation we'd like to make to you. The flowers have been given to you. I'd like for you to stand, if you would, so we can tell you how much we love you and thank the Lord for you. With the construction of Solomon's temple, there was a dedication and there was also a consecration unto the Lord. And today, corporately, we lift up our hands as they did in 2 Chronicles 6 and 7. We lift up our hands, we lift up our heads, we lift up our hearts. And we recognize that all three parts of the ministry center distinctly have been constructed for him. And we do consecrate, yea, dedicate those unto him. The Bolt House Center for Music speaks to Cedarville College and our academic programming as a liberal arts college. It reflects our commitment to quality and excellence. The Jeremiah Chapel underscores our mission, our heartbeat, the significance of family. Graduate said to me after the State of the College address yesterday, he said, I'm a 70 grad. I think he said he has two children here now. And he said, I like the way you have pews instead of theater seats. It speaks to being close together. Speaks of family. He said, I like the way the balcony, I've watched this, I've just been studying this building and the way the balcony comes down and the way everyone just is close together, it speaks of family.
And that's what we endeavor to do. We major on that at the college. The Reese Center for Christian Ministry reflects the priority of our Lord's Great Commission to Cedarville. Out of those offices and practice rooms, we carry God's truth to the greater Miami Valley and the uttermost parts of the earth. Think about this. Think with me. What we do in the music center, we will continue doing in heaven. What we do in the chapel, we will continue right on into glory. But what we do out of Christian ministries can only be realized on planet Earth. There will be no evangelism in heaven. So the challenge of this facility as we dedicate it to the Lord is that for all of us related to Cedarville College in any way, especially our graduates, out there in the workforce day in and day out, God help us to have a heart for this world. Not only this nation, but to have a missionary heart. To support those missionaries in our local churches through our giving. As I tell our students, yes, we want some of you to go. And those who stay home, we want you to be the leaders as deacons and pastors and on those missionary committees to figure out how we're going to fund this great enterprise. But ladies and gentlemen, there is no time to waste. We must give it everything we have until our Lord comes. And for those in our midst who've not experienced the life-changing power of the gospel, it's a ministry for Him, the crucified, risen Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. May this be the day when you repent of your sin and receive Jesus Christ by faith and come to know the life-changing power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless you.